69 degrees at 8:57. Time to check commodity markets. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Markets starting the day a little bit firmer this morning. Dollar trade firm and the crude trade is backing off just a little bit, but still holding well above the $71 a barrel level. Interesting to see commodities up in the face of a firm dollar. We did see the sale of 140,000 tons of corn sold to Saudi Arabia announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning. They are pretty much regular buyers, so it really doesn't have much of an impact on the market. Brazil's truck strike is lending some support to the market in beans. Current price action, July corn currently up 1 3/4 at 406.5. New crop December, 424 3/4, up 1.5. In soybeans, July beans up 5 1/4 at 1035.5. And new crop November beans, 1045, up 6. Switching to the wheat market, Chicago wheat, July is 528 1/4, up 6 3/4. December is 564.5, up 4 3/4. Kansas City wheat, July is 547 3/4, up 7 1/4. And December is 591, up 7 even. Minneapolis wheat, currently up about 6 1/4 basis of July at 639 1/4. And December is 649.5, up 3. Looking at the livestock markets, livestock trade, cash cattle still seem to be not well established this week, I'm sorry. More than ample market-ready cattle continue to intimidate the futures market. Hogs look to have taken it on the chin the last couple of days, but should start to regain their composure hopefully today. Cold storage numbers yesterday were almost all higher, but a little bit lower than trade expectations. Looking down the road at the charts, it continues to look like a glass half full, but we may have a few more weeks to let the wheat and corn market to get established. Fund activity has been a driving force, but we've been cutting length in the corn and the beans and building back their short position in wheat. Considering this week's price action in wheat, it'll be interesting to see if the funds have been able to eliminate their short position and maybe even accumulate a little bit of length. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great week.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies, a high of 85 degrees, northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight down to a low of 60, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock. 1A is next.